Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We've been talking about how many businesses have been dropping DEI policies. Now, the question of, are you truly dropping them, or are you just putting them under a different name and kind of secretly slipping them in there?
Yeah,
I don't really know. I'm sure that happens, is happening at some businesses. But there are other things that make me think, maybe we truly are having a cultural shift. And one of them is this clip I want to play from you that's been really going kind of viral on social media this week. I wasn't sure if I initially wanted to talk about this, but man, I mean, it's just racking up millions and millions of views. In particular, a lot of conservatives are talking about this as a good sign. This is from SNL. Listen.
Oh my gosh, whose baby is that?
Excuse me? It's ours.
Wait, but how?
Okay, I'm sorry, but gay people can't have a baby?
Yeah, but like, where did it come from?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Wow, you are not allowed to talk like that.
That is so invasive.
Okay, but like, we were with you last night and you did not have a baby.
I think we're just wondering who the mother is. Okay, well, between the two of us, I'm more emotional, and I like shopping, so me, I think?
Yeah, but I mean, I have long hair, and he is an alcoholic, so I guess it's like two moms, yeah. I guess? Yeah.
Guys, how did you get this baby?
Okay, we didn't pull it out of your vagina, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Isn't that surprising that SNL went there?
Yes, because it's so politically incorrect to ask that question.
We did start to see them, poking fun at Joe Biden and even at times Kamala Harris, which was a nice break considering all they used to do was go after Trump or really anyone conservative.
Correct.
This takes it to a new level. Going after the LGBTQ crowd and this idea that these men are getting babies left and right, that's bold for SNL.
Well, but it's what SNL used to do.
Well, right.
When they were funny, they went after both sides equally. That was a long, long time ago. It's been a long time since they've done that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there truly is this a sign of a cultural shift? Or do you think there's maybe a part where SNL didn't even truly realize the extent of what they were doing?
No, because the same guy is in charge. If there was new leadership at SNL, I might believe that they were doing something different. If Lorne Michaels is after this, if he's the one in charge of this decision and he's allowed this to happen, it's only because he's made some political calculation that it might improve his ratings a little bit. But I don't know that it's a cultural shift. I don't know that I'm ready to credit it to a cultural shift.
Well, and see, that's what a lot of conservatives are trying to say. Like, oh, yeah, we're winning. There's the culture is shifting, and this is amazing, and all these things. And it is nice to be able to see the balance on a show like SNL, even though I still don't watch it. Maybe I would, because it's actually getting funny again. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I don't think that the people behind the scenes actually feel this way and are thinking, you know what? They've been right this whole time. I think that they know that their ratings have tanked and that they have to make some changes if they want to get people
down,
back.
If it's Target or so you'll see a few shifts that are reflective of cultural change, mm-hmm. but I would hesitate or caution anybody to think these things have gone away. If anything, they've been buried or renamed. They're calling them something else,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping to slap a little bit of makeup on the pig so that you don't notice that it's still a pig. But it's still a pig.
Would we be seeing this happening if, say, Kamala Harris had won? Or if Donald
Maybe
Trump
not.
Had won, but it wasn't by such a large margin?
I don't know. The answer to would they feel pressure to do it if it was Cammy? No. I don't think they would. I don't think they would. But I think they're cognizant of the fact that their ratings are in the toilet, and they have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't expect it to be anything permanent. When they do the occasional, when they did the ones making fun of Kamala Harris drinking wine and she was watching the debate with Biden and
that
Trump.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. And it should dawn on them that you have people that want to see you poking on both sides instead of stabbing Donald Trump squarely between the shoulders in every single episode of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I agree. So I was mentioning how we have seen some change in companies who are supposedly dropping DEI, but there was this article in Outkick, and it talks about how companies still prioritizing DEI under the guise of belonging. So they're now calling it belonging. So some of those stores that have just changed the wording, but I guess are still finding ways to incorporate it, would be Kohl's, Dollar Tree, Disney, Google, and Amazon, which should really surprise nobody. Kohl's, by the way, is really hurting right now. They're having to close a bunch of stores.
Wait, Disney's woke?
No, that one was a shock, I admit, because Disney's not woke at all.
Carl, I saw a promo for the next season of what's it?
Andor.
Andor. I was going to say Amador. Andor. Is it any good? You like that series or not?
I do. It has nothing to do with Star Wars. It is.
Is
Star
it Star
Wars.
Trek?
No, it's Star Wars.
I thought
but
so.
The director, Tony Scott or Tony Gilroy, I forget. He never watched Star Wars, so it's ancillary. All the stuff that it deals with Star Wars is like.
But they are in space, and it does take place between planets and.
But yes, it is Star Wars adjacent, and then this season's going to lead right up to Rogue One.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
This is all over my head.
we might as well have spoken Chinese
like,
right there. Mandarin.
Put it in terms
Mandalorian.
Of
Mandalorian. I knew he would say that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Going back to the Kohl's thing.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. No, it's okay. Well, I was listening to you guys talk about Star Wars, but then I lost you guys because that doesn't make sense to me.
She faded away.
So then I started reading this other little bit.
Our joke was pretty funny.
Well, I bet it was. Way to go, you guys.
Thank you.
Those are hilarious.
Thank you, Carl, for pointing that out.
Kohl's, I guess, changed the former chief DEI officer's title to chief inclusion and belonging officer.
Ooh.
Oh, for God's sake. It's still got the word inclusion in it.
Yeah, but it says belonging. That's so much better, Mark. Don't you like that a lot more?
I wonder if you would get called into the office of the chief
inclusion and belonging officer
if somebody walked by and saw you playing that unpolitically correct SNL skit at your desk for a couple of your coworkers.
Mm.
Would you get called in for not being inclusive enough?
I think they would really refer to it as you didn't make others feel like they were belonging here.
Oh, okay.
You have incorporate it as much as possible. That's the goal.
I mean, if you laugh every time you walk by your male cohort who's wearing a dress, would you not be inclusive enough?
I don't think so.
Like, you can't even laugh to yourself? Like, if you didn't even laugh out loud, but you just gave him a smirk when you walked by?
Isn't it funny how people want nothing to... Like, anything that could make you look at all conservative is like, you know, I can't do that. Is it not crazy that, let's just say you're with a group of friends and you're sitting at dinner or you're sitting at lunch or whatever, and they're all talking and they're saying all these things that are super liberal, and it's for some reason it's just completely fine if they say it, even though you would, as a conservative or as a Christian conservative, you would find that quote unquote offensive. But as soon as you say something, that's off limits. Do you know what I'm saying? It feels like there's a double standard there.
Yes.
I don't know when that started, if it's always been the case, but it's just been really blatantly obvious to me lately.
The thing about it is that for a long time, they could get away with it.
They still can.
Well, they still can to an extent if you don't have the backbone to stand up and say something, to not worry about being ostracized.
But, for example, go ahead.
I've got friends who have completely alienated me because mm-hmm. I disagree with their hard left progressive view of the world.
Yeah.
They all to a person have Trump derangement syndrome, and when I dare to challenge them on one of their social media pages, they all lose their collective minds.
Just the other day, I saw two vehicles that had, in fact, one of them was a Tesla, and it had an Elon, you know, the sticker with Elon's name on it and a slash through the name.
So, yes,
just letting everyone know, like, look, I get it. I have a Tesla, but I'm letting you know I don't support him. Like, yeah. Please don't key my car. So it's funny where if you have a sign like that, like I hate Elon Musk or something like that, one of them was anti-Elon, the other one was that circle with the slash, that's okay, you're safe. But if I had a sticker on my car, which I do not, and I would never do this, but if I had a sticker that said, I love Elon or I support Elon and what he stands for, my car would be probably up in flames. Mm. Tires slashed, keyed.
For all of you Ford F-150 drivers out there, the number one selling pickup in America. You see the story that went viral this week about the Ford Motor executive who was on an airplane with his partner. He's clearly gay based on the pictures I saw of his Facebook profile with the rainbow behind he and his partner. Got up after a flight and walked past a guy during a flight who was watching Fox News and had noticed apparently that he was watching Fox News during the entire flight on his little monitor there and just read him the riot act for daring to watch Fox News for that entire flight, and you're you're an awful person. And so the guy's kind of going viral a little bit.
Good.
That wouldn't stop me from buying a Ford.
No, but I'm just saying, like, how ridiculous is that? If someone was watching CNN, I don't think a conservative would walk up to them and, how dare you, you're so stupid, and da-da-da-da-da.
That's right.
But for some reason, you can't watch Fox. Get off your high horse.
Thank you. Absolutely. That's absolutely the truth.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.